Fitra is like an intelligent being, a rider on a mount. Tabi'a is the mount itself. It's like a wild horse that can be running wild, or it can be tamed and reined in by fitra and controlled by it. The other analogy we gave was that of a gushing river, a force that has tremendous potential but is untapped and that flows freely. But it can be regulated and controlled and made useful with a dam, a barrier that holds it and regulates it, and that is my fitra. What do we mean when we say human nature or something as being natural? We use this term all the time when we talk. We say it's human nature to do this, or this is natural to all human beings. Let's take some examples. If I was to see someone suffering, it is natural that I will feel pain within me. The same young man, the same young woman who asks and who attests to this and says that when I see someone suffering, I feel pain, and it is human nature to do so. That same young person says that when I'm walking in a shopping mall and I see a beautiful woman, I want to look at her. Is it not natural? Is it not human nature to want that? Why does Islam tell me lower your gaze? Is it not natural for a woman to want to show off her beauty to others? Why does Islam tell her, no, don't show your beauty, put hijab? Is it not unnatural? When I see good food, I want to eat it and I want lots of it. Is that not human nature? Why does Islam keep telling us to do things that are unnatural? Here, when we ask such questions, there are three issues that we need to keep in mind. The first and foremost is that we are obviously confusing tabi'a and fitra. Many of these issues that we talk about are tabi'i. They are nature that we share with animals and other species on this planet. Remember our discussion of being in an alien body and surviving this plane of existence. Talk to psychologists, talk to doctors, talk to even the people who don't believe in God. When they talk to you about the laws of attraction, they will tell you that all these things that we do, quote unquote, naturally, this is simply chemistry or biology taking place within your body. It happens to us, it happens to animals. For example, in many animals, in many mammals, it is known for a fact that unlike human beings who attract each other and mate and reproduce throughout the year, animals have certain times of the year in which they reproduce. They have a mating season. And within these animals, there are some mammals that is known about, and possibly in all our creatures, that when their mating season arrives, the female of the species will do certain things to make herself more attractive to the male species. And the male species will then fight amongst each other. And the female will choose the one who wins that fight. Why? Because they say it is natural for all species to want to reproduce their own kind, but not just their own kind. They want to reproduce creatures that are healthy, that are strong, that are beautiful. So they are instinctively, by tabi'ah, they will look for a mate that is strong, that is healthy, and in their perception, beautiful. And humans in that sense are no different. These are not my words. This is not even something from an Islamic source. This is general. You talk to scientists, to doctors, they will tell you this. There are studies that have been done by psychologists who sit in places like shopping malls and observe you and I when we are interacting with others. They say that when a young man is walking in a mall and he sees a group of girls, instinctively he will suck his stomach in, he will take his chest out, he will flex his muscles, and he will walk differently past them. Without knowing, is that fitra? No, that is tabi'ah, that is chemistry, that is biology. When a girl sees a man who she thinks is attractive, instinctively she will start flirting, she will bat her eyelids, she will talk softly, she will be a damsel in distress so that he can rescue and be the knight in shining armor for her. But by doing so, she is seeking a mate, and so is he. This, they say, is chemistry, this is biology. So this is the first thing, that we should not confuse fitra and tabi'ah, that when we see such behavior, it does not mean that we are opposing that which is natural from Allah. That may simply be a characteristic of our physical body while we live in this plane of existence. That is one thing. The other thing is that because the mind produced this illusory self out of conflict, and it has a very limited scope and believes that it can only solve its problems by acquiring more pleasure and fleeing from physical pain, it assumes this to be the solution to all problems without realizing that the more it seeks pleasure excessively and with an obsession, the more it creates suffering for itself. So the ego, using this tabi'a within the human being, does not know that if I keep looking at this non-mahram again and again, it will not solve any problem. It will just increase my suffering or my frustration. But the ego thinks this is an immediate solution to my problem. So it seeks, it believes that if I have more food, if I have more physical pleasure, then I will be happy, that I will be free from pain. It is incapable of seeing that this is a vicious cycle that does not end, because it is not the function of tabi'a or the ego to understand where true peace comes from to a human being. The thing is that even if we suppose that these tendencies that we call as quote-unquote natural, why does Islam put restrictions and say hijab and lower your gaze and don't do this and don't eat too much, and even if these things are natural to me, just because they are natural does not mean they're good. There are many things we do that are unnatural, but we do them because we believe there is some goodness in them. Simple examples would be, for example, wearing clothes. Yes, wearing clothes to cover our nakedness, to cover our private parts, that is fitri. Why? Because even before Allah talks about Adam being sent down, when Adam and Hawa eat from that forbidden tree, and Allah qulnah bitu, we talked about this, where Allah says go down to this plane of existence. Before that, when you read the Quran, you find that as soon as they ate from the tree and they became aware of their own selves, they began looking for leaves and branches of trees and began hiding their nakedness. So that is fitri. It is against your fitra to roam naked, even if people tell you it is natural. But over and above that, the other clothing that we wear is not as such natural, but we do it for other reasons. We do it because of the weather, for example, to protect ourselves from the cold, or we do it to make ourselves look attractive to others. Part of our clothing is the shoes we wear. Is wearing shoes natural? No, it's not. Today, shoes have evolved. I'm sure if you look at the history of shoes, it would be a very fascinating history. But essentially, when human beings began wearing shoes, it was a piece of leather under the feet with a cord tied at the ankle or at the toes, right? Is it natural to walk around with a piece of leather under your feet? No. But you do that to protect your feet, because it is harming you if you don't do that. We brush our teeth every morning and every evening. It's not natural. If it was natural, we'd come out of the wombs of our mothers holding a toothbrush, right? It's not natural. We go to the washroom to relieve ourselves. That's not natural. Natural is what babies do. That's why we put diapers on them. But we train ourselves an unnatural behavior where we hold ourselves until we have access to a washroom, and then we use that. This is unnatural, isn't it? So just because something is quote-unquote natural to my instinctive animal self does not mean it is good. Sometimes I need to train myself to do something unnatural, because therein lies goodness for my health and for society. The way you as a parent teach your children to do things that are not natural because they need those skills in order to survive in this plane of existence. Fitra wants to teach tabi'a certain things even if it sees it as unnatural, because it is needed for the development of the soul and for its perfection so that it can reside in Jannah in the Akhirah. So just because something is tabi'i does not mean it is good. Fitra will decide if it is good. Tabi'a, remember, does not have this ability to judge whether something is just or unjust, righteous or unrighteous, good or bad. For tabi'a to make that judgment would be like for your ears to judge if something is red or green. Tabi'a is just an animal instinct. It just wants pleasure. It wants every woman it sees. It wants every food it sees. It doesn't know halal and haram. It doesn't know whether this is usurped or not usurped. Fitra will rein it. Fitra is the rider. Fitra will say, no, you have come here for a purpose, to develop your soul. You need to lower your gaze when you see a non-mahram. And because this fitra comes from Allah, fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha, Allah's laws and commands will tell us how to rein in this fitra and what things fitra thinks is natural, but it has to be trained, even if it doesn't understand. You may have never questioned why you shake hands until today, perhaps. You were trained to do so when you were 2 years old. In the same way, your tabi'a will not question if your fitra trains it from the right time. And that is why this verse of Quran that we have been using as a theme from Surah Ar-Rum, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, set yourselves on this pure religion, which is based on the natural disposition, the fitra that Allah has wired into human beings, and there is no alteration to this fitra, but most people do not know. This verse of chapter 30, verse 30, there is a verse before it. If you go and read chapter 30, verse 29, Allah says, بَلِ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. But those who are unjust, they follow their desires and their lust without knowledge. After saying that, meaning those who are unjust, they follow their tabi'ah without any boundaries, without any rules, without any regulation, they give in to every temptation. After that he says, you be different. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. You set yourselves on this deen of fitra, not on a life of tabi'ah.
Follow their desires and their lust without knowledge.